The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Torahway, Northwest London, Thursday, Yud Zayin Iyar, 29th of April, Lamed Beis La'Omer, Harav Avrom Heksher Shlita, what's on the menu?
Morning. Kilu that we're already holding by Parshas Emo, I want to share with you a fascinating Rachayim HaKadosh, fascinating sugya, which is I saw a couple of weeks ago in Parshas Shmini, but I think it's still as unbelievable as it was when I saw it a couple of weeks ago. Now you know the second half of Parshas Shmini, the Torah HaKadosh teaches us about all the behemoths which we're allowed to eat and all the behemoths which we're not allowed to eat. So all the behemoths in the world either have two simonic kashrus or they have no simonic kashrus. It's either two or zero. Says the Gemara, says the Torah, there's four exceptions to the rule. There's only four animals in the entire Bria that have one of the two simonim. Everything else has either both or neither. You've got the Shofon, you've got the Gomel, and you've got the Arneves. That they are Mafis Tarsa, but they're not Malegir. They've got Slihus, they don't chew the cud. And then you've got the Chazir. The Chazir is Mafis Tarsa, who is Taki got Slihus. But Vulgeir Eligo, it doesn't chew the cud. The Mele says the Torah, they should tell me you lochem. These four animals are Tommy. The Rechaim HaKadosh says it's a three-line of Rechaim HaKadosh and it's a Meredith Kizach. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, it seems from his Lashon, he has a Kasha. There is a Maim HaChazal, which he doesn't quote verbatim, he doesn't quote word for word. There is such a Maim HaChazal, which we're going to talk about today. Lomo Nikko Shema Chazir. Why is the Chazir called the Chazir? Refi She'otit HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaHachazir Oli Yisroh. One day the time will come, is going to return it to Klal Yisrael, and the Chazir is going to be kosher. That's why it's called the Chazir, Sh'asr HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Achzir L'Yisrael. Now the Rechaim HaKadosh doesn't quote this. You see this is where it's coming from, because he has a kasha. The Rechaim HaKadosh makes a kasha. How can it possibly be that L'Asid Lovei, the Chazir is going to be kosher? We've got a Klal Yisrael, one of the Yisraeli Yisraelis, one of the Yudgim Ikrim, one of Ani Mamin. Sh'zoi Satoi, or Loi Sei Muchlefet. There's no such thing, nothing in the Torah can ever possibly change. Not now, not after Mashiach comes, not after Lovey. Shazay Satayah Leisei Mukhlef, Espek Verachayim HaKadosh. How can it possibly be that Loma Nikra Shmo Chazir, Lefish Os HaKadosh Moch, Lachazir Yisrael, when Mashiach comes, will be able to eat Chazir, the invention is going to return, is going to make it cautious? It can't be such a thing. It's neged Ikre Ados, it's neged Yisayda Yisayda, Shazay Satayah Leisei Mukhlef. Hazay Fek Verachayim HaKadosh. Of course the Torah is not going to change. But you know what's going to happen? The Chazir is going to change. Right now the Chazir is Mafis Tarsa, it's not Malegeir. La'asid Lovai, the Chazir, the Metzias, the Teva, the instinct of the Chazir is going to change, the nature of the Chazir is going to change, and the Chazir is going to be a Malegeir. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, that's pshat, listen to the Pasuk. There's the Chazir, you can't eat the Chazir. Ki Mafis Tarsa hu v'shoi s'shesa Tarsa, tach got the hu. The who, that's as long as gay or ego. That's as long as it doesn't chew the cud. What does it mean, that's as long as it doesn't chew the cud? Because here in the Torah says, because one day it is going to chew the cud. And therefore it's going to be kosher. We do the Lashon HaRachayim HaKadosh, who gay or ego, pirish. Tanayu hadover. The Torah is saying a condition that you can't eat it, calls the man, shu gay or ego. Ava le'otid lover, yale gayro. It will be Malageo, the Yachzer Liyo is Mutta, and that's why it's going to be Mutta. Veloishi Shah Veloigeo Yutta. Don't have the chance to think that it's going to stay in its present situation of not chewing the cat and will still be Mutta. Why? Kitoya Loitishunet. The Torah can't change. So you see how it's Kasha. Kasha was, how do I reconcile these two things? On the one hand, Shazoita Torah Loitishunet Mukhlefet. Zoita Torah Loitishunet won't be changed. On the other hand, it says that the Yachzer Liyo is Mutta, it's going to be Mutta. Now, he doesn't bring him a code for that. Right, so that's the Maim HaChazal, that Loma Nikos Shmo Chazil, if Yishu Vasa Kod Shmo Chalachzil, how do they coexist? Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, not fear at all, it's not conviction. The Torah doesn't change, the Metzias of the Chazir will change. Fascinating thing. So what's on the menu? When Mashiach comes, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, there'll be pork. It's not only the Rechaim HaKadosh. Yeah, Basa B'Cholov will still be trade. Yeah, that's Basa B'Cholov. A cheeseburger will still be, but, well, we'll see. But, Baval Chazir, it's not only the Chasim, it's not only the Rechaim HaKadosh, the Chasim Sefer, That's the Sefer brings us our kasha. We all know that if trace, a little bit of chalfas, a little bit of trace falls into your pot, it's bottle b'shishim, a little bit falls in, it's bottle b'shishim. One of the exceptions to the rule we know is the davar sheyesh lematirin, something which is often now but will become kasha. Then it's davar sheyesh lematirin, and it can't be bottled. So Chaim HaKadosh brings the kasha. V'hiksha agon hagodl of Abba. According to what it says in Chazal, lo monikos shemo chazir lefi ish'os v'hakadosh baruch hu lachzir yu l'Yisrael. Comes out that every chazir is a davar sheyesh lematirin. Because right now it's also, when Moshiach comes, it's going to be kosher. If a little bit of chazir falls into my pot now, how can I say it's bottled b'shishim? It's davar sheyesh lematirin. I should wait till Moshiach comes. Very afraid the chasm says. The one text he gives, he brings from Ravka, that, who knows, I don't know when Mashiach is coming, I can't wait till then, you know, because who knows that the food is going to go off by then, if Mashiach doesn't come today tomorrow. So it's not davar sheyesh lematirin. But the Chasam Sefer himself says, you know what the text is? The text is kosher. Chas v'shalom to think chazir as it is going to be kosher. What's pshat? Like our Chaim HaKadosh says, that la'otid lo, but chazir is going to change. So if today, the middle of Iyar Tovshin Te'ala, a shtickel chazir falls into my cholent, that chazir can never become kosher. That chazir was ma legeyo. That doesn't chew the cards. What it means, in future, the future chazirin, they will have a different teva. Of a chas v'shalom to think that this chazir will become kosher. I'm not sure what can happen. The chazir which are alive when Mashiach comes, is just the new ones that are born, they're going to change the teva, the ones that are alive. I don't know, but it seems even the ones alive will change their teva. So the chas v'shalom is exactly the same as the Chaim HaKadosh, that we have to take this Maim Chazal Kipshutai, the Osla Khoshwah Lachzir Israel, that the Chazim will be kosher. It doesn't mean that the Chazim is today will be kosher, but rather they will change their teva. It's not only them, it's not only the Arachai Makadosh and the Chasim Sefer, the Imam Mipano says it, the Rikanti already says it, and the Yavet says it. The Yavet says it in his Siddur, where on a Pirish on Perek Shira, which you all know Perek Shira, every animal has its Shira, which is shot to the Benish, and it sings Shira to the Benish Shalom. And the Chazir, there's no Shira for the Chazir. Why is there no Shira for the Chazir? Says the Yavis, listen to his Loshan. Ki afal pi, sha'omu chazal, sha'ot da kodesh boch ulachzir ilonu ulatiroi. Even though it's true that one day the Chazir will be kosher, over nowadays, we play Goydel to Mosav Zomoso, right now, because it's so traumatic, it's so full of Zomo, ain't a shum tikkun, it can't sing Shira to the Benish Shalom. That's why there's no shira for the chazir. Al kabbonim, you see clearly, the Yavet says black on white. Osla kodesh rochel achzir yisrael. Even though in the future osla kodesh rochel achzir yisrael, but not yet. So we've got the Arachaim HaKadosh, we've got the Chasam Sefer, we've got the Imam Epanu, we've got the Rikanti, we've got the Yavet. A whole peckle of gedolei achreidim who say clearly that when the Chazal say osla kodesh rochel achzir yisrael, it means that the chazir will taka become kosher. Interesting to note that is not so poshut. Why is it not so poshut? In the longest of it goes as follows. We all know that you can always be mechalik, you can always differentiate between a sibba and a simon. There's a cause, and there's a simon, there's a sign. Yesh lachkor. Let's make a lomdash hakira. When the Torah HaKadosh says that an animal which is not mafis parasol, or an animal which is not male geiro, is tomei to eat, is trace to eat. Does that mean that's the sibba white trace? The reason why these animals are tomei, why these animals are trace, is because they don't have the simonic kashas. And the reason why a cow and a sheep and a goat is kasha is because they've got these simonim. Is that the reason? Is that the cause? The cause for kashas is the shrei simonim. And the cause for tarfis is they don't have the shrei simonim? Or is it just a simon? That's not the cause. The real reason is the Rengen decided that goats and cows and sheep should be kosher, and the Rengen decided that everything else should be traced. The Rengen is telling you, if you want a way to remember it, I'll tell you a way to remember it. The simon the dover is that these ones have the two simon and these ones don't. The Meinaf Gemina. What would happen theoretically if I've got a cow which doesn't chew the cud? If you say it's a sibba, the reason why a cow is kosher is because it chews the cud. If it's a sibba, then if I've got a cow that doesn't chew the cud, it's going to be trace. Similarly, if I've got a gomel, if I've got a camel that does chew the cud and does absolutely lose, it will be kosher. Because it's a sibba. Whereas if we say it's a simmon, that means really the reason why a cow and a goat is kosher is because it's kosher. The Benjamin decides it's kosher. and a cow and a camel and a rabbit and a nevis and a chazir is chased because his side is chased. The Rebbe just says a similar davar to remember. Comes out that even if theoretically I would have a cow which doesn't chew the cud, it would still be kosher. If I would have a gomel that does chew the cud, it would still be chased. Is it a sibbet or is it a simon? From all these achronim, it seems to be they're saying if I've got a chazir, that's it lovely. I've got a chazir. If the chazir changes its teva, it will chew the cud, it will be kosher. That means their understanding that it's a sibbet. The reason why chazir is traced, is because it doesn't chew the cud. If I find your chazir that just chew the cud, how will that be? Not in love. It will be kosher. It's clearly understanding that it's a sibbet, it's a cause rather than a simon. That is clearly not so poshut. The Rambam in Rosh Nevuchim says the da. Can't be much clearer than this. The da she'elu ha-simonim, these simonim halach geira umafit tarta bebeimus ein mitziusam sibbat ha-heta. That's not the cause why it should be mutter. V'loi he'edeirom sibbat ha-issa, and their absence is not what causes something to be offer. The omnom hein simon. It's just a simon to remember. Yivada by hamin hamashubach min hamin hamagun. It's just a way of remembering. Says the Rambam, theoretically, if I would have a gomel that does chew the cud and doesn't chew, it's still going to be true. If I have a cow that doesn't chew the cud, it's still going to be kosher. It's just a simon. That doesn't seem to fit with all these gedolei achronim. The truth is, there's a truth. Marit, who says the same thing clearly, that it's only a simon, and he says the biggest right is we call them simonim. They should be simonic kosher. Not the two sibbets, it's the two simonim, they're just simonim ba'alma.
Maybe you should bring a
No, not necessarily, because not every kosher animal you can bring is a cob, yeah? A chaya, for example, a tzvi and an eye, it's kosher, but you can't bring it as a korban. It's not the hechach, everything which is kosher to eat will be a korban. Can be a korban.
Unless you say the chazir mark too is a different animal.
Oh, that could be. Unless it's a completely different animal.
A different animal.
That could be. But then it's not us that got shroch al achzir yisro. It's the Gleinshim going to create a new animal, a yesh miyayin. Look, it's not a chazir. That means the Gleinshim is going to create a new thing. That's l'chayosh ve'en kol chodesh tach l'shemishes. And it's not us that got shroch al achzir yisro. The Gleinshim is going to stop this and create a new chazir. Very good question. Well, as Hashem gets to, it wasn't mean Osnak on Shroch Lachzir Yisrael, but Hashem will return the Chazir to Klal Yisrael. It was always trade, it was never kosher in the first place, and that means the full Matan Torah. Yeah, but as Hashem will get them. But Gopanim says in Marit, like the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, that it's a simon, it's not a sibah, and he brings it around, the Gemara talks about what happens theoretically if I have a behemoth Tameh born from a behemoth Tahir, or if I have a behemoth Tahir born from a behemoth Tameh. Behemah Tameya, Sheyoldom Behemah Tahira. Shaitan Gemara, it's Osa Bachila. Why is it Osa Bachila? If it's a Sibah, then this has the Behemah Tahira, has Simonic Kasher. Elamai, it's a Simon. Truth is, the right, it can be Matta, maybe that's because I Kalayat Simon Atami Tome. I'll go upon him. Let's go, but Nachama, where are we holding? We've got an Achaim HaKadosh, we've got a Chatam Sefer, we've got a Yavitz, we've got a Rikanti, we've got a Mami Panu. They all say that Osa Bachadosh Baruch Lechzir Yisrael, one day Bez Hashem Lechazir will be kosher. Aye, how can it be kosher? Zoyf atoy leisei mechlepes. The Torah is not the chazir. The Torah is going to change. The chazir is going to change. Clear from them, lechoy, they understood the simonic kashrus are a sibba, not a simon. And now we said it's debatable because it's mevu in Rambam nishtozo, it's mevu in Marit nishtozo. The truth is, however, that it's not so kosher. Why is it not so possible? Because the Torah Tamima on this Arachayim HaKadosh, it says that Chazir is going to become kosher because the Matthias of the Chazir is going to change. It says like this, V'chol ha'dvoyim ha'ilu. All these words of the Arachayim HaKadosh, T'muim v'nifloim ma'oiv. Listen to the words, D'minayin lokach lo'im mekoy l'chidish niflazeh. Where on earth did he get it from? The Chazir is going to be kosher. The Arachayim HaKadosh just says, V'yachtali is mutter, it's going to be mutter. Who says? What's your makor? Bring me a source. V'gam, lo yimotzinu b'shum makom shelo osid lo v'yishtanu tevi b'alechayim. Nothing is going to change. Either Arachayim HaKadosh says the Chazir is going to change, the Chazir is going to be kosher, the Chazir is going to be mutter. The MS, There is no such Shmai Mechazal ever. There's no such Shmai Mechazal. And if it's a huge mistake to blame such a Mai Mechazal, and on this, based on this Mai Mechazal, to say that Chazir is going to be kosher, there is no such Mai Mechazal. It's non-existent. That's kind of Divreha Tzmimo, which we'll see Be'ez Hashem soon. But like we just said, you're attacking the Rechaim HaKadosh. The Rechaim HaKadosh is a Chasam Seif, it's a Yav, it's a Tzurik Kanti, it's a Mami Pano. I'm saying there's a Gamsa Pekel HaKadosh, and Nishna Dem, I'll show you it goes even further. The Radvaz also brings the Maimah Chazal. Kvani Shalti, I've been asked, the Osha Omu Chazal, Loma Nikoshma Chazir. The Tshuva to Radvaz is going on the Maimah Chazal, that Kol HaMayado Yisasidus Libotel, all Yom Tevim Libotel Chutz from Purim. Is it true, is it not true, how is it true, etc. And then at the end he says, and I've also been asked a similar question about another Maimah Chazal. Sha'omu Loma Nikoshma Chazir, Sha'osta Kodshok Lachzir Yisor. What's Pshat in the Maimah Chazal? There's the Rav Advanz, I'll give you two pshatim in the Maimon Chazal. It doesn't mean literally the Chazir is going to be kosher. What it means is that Klal Yisrael are going to be, there's going to be so much Gitter Zacham on the menu, there's going to be so many Ma'adanim that Klal Yisrael, the Chalal will fear, won't be magish that there's anything that they can't eat. They'll be so full of Ma'adan, they won't miss the Chazir. That's what it means. Ki Yisrael Yisrael oichli mashmanim ki'ilu hutelem bota Chazir. Lo ish yutelem bota Chazir. One pshat. Second pshat he says is, there's malachim in Shemayim. Right now we've got malachim on our side. Michael, Gabriel, Uriel. Yeah, before. There's malachim in Kachigim on the other side. One of them is called Chazriel. Yeah? That is the malach of Esav, it's the same as Chazir. Chazriel. Also that called Shmochu, Lachzir Yisrael, means that malach in Shemayim, Chazriel, the Mekachig, is on the other side. He's going to come back on our side. Valderech HaSoid, Yeshlemah L'sa Echo, the Shmoy Chazriel, who Kateg, Mul Klal Yisrael, and he's going to come back on our side. That says the Radvaz is pshat in the Maimah Chazal. So again, the Radvaz brings this Maimah Chazal. He's been asked what's pshat in the Maimah Chazal, and he gives two pshat in the Maimah Chazal. He doesn't take it literally that the Chazir is going to be kosher, but at least he's mesiachas to this Maimah Chazal. Nishnadem atand ritvah. Ritvah. We're going back to Rishonim. Ritvah states, when the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that, you know, the Gemara says, Asar Kabin Sicha, we all the Loilam, the nine, the women talk, etc. There's a whole list over there, and one of them is Asar Kabim Negoim Tzaras, the 10 Kab of Tzaras that came down to the world, Tes not Luchazirim. What does that mean, Tes not Luchazirim? Says it for Yesh Pirushu Amalek. It means Amalek, because Amalek is Omer Chazir. Says it for Va'alehem Omu Ba'agoda Loma Mikoshma Chazir, Shosna Koshmo Chalachzir Lisol Osid Lovin. So it also brings this Maimah Chazal saying that Osna Koshmo Chalachzir Lisol. And he says, similar to Advaz, he says, it's going on Amalek. Amalek will come back. That's not what means Amalek will come back on our side. Whether it means Amalek shown with us, they won't cause us any problem. So I've got Advaz, and I've got Ritvah, who are also mitiachas to this Maimah Chazal. Yeah, then there is such a Maimah Chazal. They just say that don't take it literally, but well, it means something a little bit deeper. I saw yesterday that there's another sefer, I don't know who the Mechab is, Shai Limud, and he says a slightly different pshat. The Gemara famously says in Chulim that Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman, and she said to Rav Nachman, Mechti, kol the Osalon Achmona Sholon Kavosi. We find in the Torah, whenever the Rav Shem forbade us to eat something, he always gave us a substitute. For example, dam. We're not allowed to eat dam, but we're allowed to eat liver, kovid, which kovid is be'etzim, it's congealed dam. Eishes ach. But there's an itzav eshizach, but there's a mitzav yibum, etc. There's so many things. Kutis, there's an itzav kutis, there's a het of yifatoya. One of the things is, the Rebbeinu Shem forbade us to eat chazir. The Rebbeinu Shem gave us a substitute. What's the substitute? Moicha de shibuta. The moyach of the fish called shibuta. Wherever this fish is. Shteidach in Medrash. In Medrash and Eichel state as follows. As al Hashem. Amr b'chanina b'bavol, dalad meis mine dogim tohoim, 400 types of kosher fish, and 800 types of kosher chagovim of locusts, v'oifus le'ein mitzvah, an unlimited amount of oifus, goloim yisrael l'bavol, when Klal Yisrael went to Golos, they went to Golos with, u'kshechozu, and Klal Yisrael came back, they told chozu imoyim, they came back. These behemoths, these oifus, these chagovim came back with them, chutz midag echo, there's one dog, there's one fish, which we used to have, which never came back after the Golus. And that was what? Sheshmoi Shibuta. Like the Gemara says, Shibuta has got very sweet, very weak spinal cord, and it can't swim against the tide, etc. So we've lost the Shibuta. Says, Lo'afid Lavoi, Ashtesach, we're going to get the Shibuta back. So this, what Yalta said, that we're not allowed to eat Chazir. But we've got a substitute, which is the Moyach of the Shibuta. That one day we'll get back. So when Chazal said, Lama Nikos Shmo Chazir, Lepisha Osa Kor Shmo Chlachiziz, Lisol, Shatiz, he says that we're going to get back the Shibuta. Why? What is right? It's right, like you said before, you can't be going on the Chazir, because Chazir, you can't say, Osa Kor Shmo Chlachiziz, to return it. It was never asked in the first place. Yeah, I know. Little problem. So let's chaz over. So we've got a whole tekel who were mesiachas to this maimer chazal. Lomo nikos shmo chazir lefisha osa kol shmo chlachzir yisrael. The Yavetz, the Chasam Sefer, the Yachayim HaKadosh, the Rikanti, the Maimon Pana, they all say shosna kol shmo chlachzir yisrael. They took this maimer chazal kipshutai, that the chazir is going to become kosher. How? The chazir is going to change. We've got the Radvaz, we've got the Ritva, and others who say also mesiachas to this maimer chazal. They just say they don't think it means that kipshutai, that the chazir is going to become kosher. It means something else. It means either the malach sheshmei chazir, it means the amalek, or it means the stag shibuta. So going back to the Loshon Torah Tamimo, the Torah Tamimo shrives on the Rechaim HaKadosh. There's no mekor in chazal chazazah, but we've seen the Rechaim HaKadosh is not a yochid, as we've traced it all the way back to the Ritva. In fact, the Ginza Yosef was a sefer Rav in Europe about 100 years ago. He brings his Torah Tamimo and he writes on him very sharp. He writes on him, something I brought the Loshon. He writes on him that how can you say such a thing? Matsoski b'toyah she'ena tamima. That he shrives on the Chaim HaKadosh. How can you write such a thing about the Chaim HaKadosh? Chaim HaKadosh is doch toyah tamima. You're shrying with the toyah she'ena tamima. Al Kapanim was traced it all the way back. Well, the toyah tamima wasn't the first to say it. One of the most beautiful perushim on the Medrash is called the Pirush Feitoya. It's hard to read, it's old print. But he says like this, a few words in the middle I can't quite make out because the print is not very good. He says like this, he's bring this Maimon Chazal, Sh'ostakot Shmoch Lachzir Yisrael, Ulefi Dati, he says, Loi Hoya V'loi Nivra, this Maimon Chazal never existed. Ki Loi Motzanu B'Shum Medrash, there's no such Medrash. He says like this, everyone knows, everyone quotes such a thing. But actually, I'll tell you my theory. She'ezu Me'achreinim Himtziu L'Derech Halotza. Because you have to understand, it's not like these days where every younger man, everyone at home has got a Sefer Medrash. The Medrash was Yikam, but see, it's not many people had a Medrash. And the few people who had a Sefer Medrash at home, there was nothing stopping them adding things in at work. And someone decided to add this in, and with time, this somehow, you know, penetrated and got into our Nusach HaMedrash, where there was no such thing. Lo yhoyo v'lo yniya, he says. The Fidati Shaliyos HaMidroshas Kesheh HaMetziyos Biad Kol Odom Yomim Rishonim Lehed Ad Fus, because there was no printing press. Hoyo Misho, he wanted someone to claim his claim to fame. Mamtiyeh is a mimer, he would come up with some original, some controversial mimer, and he would slip it in, and that's the way he would become famous. The chain hoyo in a mimer there. The achasho, yeshog, the fiad ashonim, all the ashonim heard about medish, it was also a nice thing to talk about, like I'm talking about today. And therefore they blamed on a mimer chazal, there is no such mimer chazal. So, on the one hand, we've got, you know, all those achronim, even the right to the Torah, say clearly, lama nikos shmo chazir. And then you've got the feitoya and the tzaddikim say there's no such thing. Do we have a mekor? Do we not have a mekor? So I'll tell you the closest mekor that we have in Chazal. And I found yesterday with Chaim, but they asked with Chaim Falaji, they asked him what's a mekor, and he also sends you to this medrash. The medrash says as follows. Now the medrash in a way is going to help us, in a way is going to make things worse. It's harder to understand. The medrash says as follows. You all said this morning a kapitel tehillim. We mishabech the Rebbeinu Shloilem. Hashem pekeach ivrim. Hashem zoykif kfufim. It's one of the shvachim which we talk about. The Rebbeinu Shem Hashem mafi asurim. The Rebbeinu Shem releases and frees those who are tied up. Or in Medrash Shechatoy, the Medrash on tehillim, there's mata asurim. Ma'u mata asurim. The Rebbeinu Shem is going to be mata isurim. The Asilova, we should read it, not the Rebbeinu Shem mata asurim. The Rebbeinu Shem mata isurim. What does that mean? Yesh Oimrim. Kol ha-behema shenitmas ba'olam hazeh, all the behemas which are tomei ba'olam hazeh, mitaheh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'asid lovoi. Everything's going to be kosher. He's not going to be matir asid lovay. He's got a different pshayin Hashem matir isurim. But upon him, the first pshayin medesh is Hashem matir asurim means Hashem matir isurim. The Rebbein Shem is going to be matir isurim, which is often in the Kohen Chazal that there will be isurim, and he says which type of isurim. Kol behema shenitmas ba'olam. I don't know how the medesh knows that. He says Hashem matir isurim. Who knows? Maybe it's based on shatnas. Maybe it's based on chayzvo. On the one hand, we've got Mufush and Mekayim Chazal that the behemoth is going to become kosher. The only thing is, it's nothing to do with Chazir. It's Tala behemoth. It's the Gomel, it's the Arneves, it's everything. All the behemoths at Meis will be kosher. But at least we found Ephesim Maim Chazal. So Chaim Falaji says, when they asked him what's the Mekayim for the Chazir, he says, Shalu, if there's any Mekayim Chazal that the Otzla Kodesh Roch Lachzir Yisrael, and he says, look in Medeshrech HaTov on the Pozik Hashem Mate Atsuim. Okay, so it's at least half of the code that the Rebbein Shem will be Mati Isurim, but we're not asking the Chazir. Let's just close up. So, we want to know what's on the menu of Asid Lovay. We've got this Maim Chazal, Lomarikot Shmo Chazir, Osnakot Shmo Chazir Yisrael. We've got the Rechaim Kodesh and Chasim Sefer, or others, who learn Dvoim Kipshutam, that the Osnakot Shmo Chazir Yisrael, we're going to be able to see Chazir. Ayla Mais, Zayis, Atayu, Leisei, Mukhlefes. Tayyus, it's not the Tayyus Mukhlef, but forget, the Mitzis of the Chazir is going to be Mukhlef. It's a simon. It's not a simon. It's a sibba. The simone kashis are sibba, and if the chazir changes and it gets the simone kashis, learn the rechaim hakadosh learns the chasam seif. It's going to be kosher. Ayn ramam shtei paket. In ramam shtei paket. In ramam shtei. It's a simon. It's not a sibba. Like one of them, they say it's going to be kosher. And we found the other achrayim as well. We've traced his maimah chazal back to his shenim, back to his advaz, and even back to his tzvah. Lo monikosh shmo chazir levishas agosh shmo chazir lisol novos. They say that it's not kipshuta, it's got more a deeper meaning, be it Amalek, be it the Malach Chazlil, or be it just that we're going to have so many Ma'adan and we're not going to miss it. On the other hand, we've got the Teotimim, we've got the Feitam, we've got others who shrive that this whole thing should be deleted because the whole thing is a toast. There is no Shmaim Chazal. There was Epsa Darshan who wants to be Mitzchak and wants to become famous. He inserted it, but Epsa is Lohoyev Lohinia. We have found the shtickle Makoy in the Medesh of Hashem, Mati Isurim, the Rebbein Hashem will be Mati Isurim, perhaps only not a Chazir, perhaps all Behemoth Tayyus. At the bottom, we'll have to wait and see what will happen, where the Chazir will be on the menu. But in the meantime, bon appetit.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.